It's a cloudy, windy night for baseball, but Kenny Littman and the Terps looking to start the weekend off on the right note as the Terps take on the Indiana Hoosiers here from College Park. The first of a three-game set. Welcome in, everybody. I'm Aaron Arnstein for the Maryland Baseball Network and the 0-2 pitch. That one slammed out to left field. Taylor going back at the track, at the wall. It's off the scoreboard and gone. From small ball to the long ball, Eddie Akopian hits another bomb, his third of the season, and Maryland takes a 1-0 lead in the first. Against one of the best offenses in the Big Ten, first pitch. Tapped on the ground to the shortstop, Keister backhands, but can't make the play. It skips off of his glove into shallow left center, and Indiana strikes back. Brzezinski safe at first, Mitchell moves to second, and Cerny scores from third. Righty on lefty matchup, and the pitch. Slammed out to left center field. Lambros going back at the track. He leaps, crashes into the fence, can't make the play. It caroms off his glove. One runner scores, and that allows Mitchell to get to second, Cerny the third, and the Hoosiers take a 2-1 lead in the top of the third. And the 2-0 pitch. Brzezinski slaps it out to left field. That's down for a hit. Cerny scores from third. Mitchell moves to third, and Brzezinski gives Indiana a 3-1 lead in the top of the third. And the 3-2 pitch. Rope down the left field line. Martin on the run, and it drops down for a hit. The wind blows it closer to the third base side. That allows Brzezinski to score to throw into second, not in time. It's an RBI double for the catcher, Stadler. And in place of Brock Tibbetts, comes up large with a big hit down the left field line. And the 0-1. Slammed on the ground past the lunging second baseman, Oliver into right field. Honar scores from third, a big turnaround second. Keister slides in ahead of the throw to third, and Orr on the throw to third moves up to second. Maryland scores one, a lot of movement on the base pass, and it's 5-2. Terps trail in the bottom half of the fourth. And the 0-1 pitch. That's ripped out to left center field, down for a hit. Orr scores from third. It's an RBI knock for the freshman Crossland, and Maryland doing what they do best, coming down from a large deficit. It's 5-4, Terps trail in the bottom half of the fourth. And the 0-1, that's hit down the third base side, and it hooks fair into foul territory. That allows the runner Mitchell to round third, no throw home, and that's an RBI double for Brzezinski, his third RBI hit of the night, and third in four innings. And it's 6-4 Indiana in the top of the fifth. And the 1-1 from the lefty. Smoked into right field for a hit. The runner easily scores. It's an RBI single for the catcher, Stadler. And his second big RBI knock of the night. It's 7-4 Indiana in the top of the seventh. 3-2, 2-2. Hoosiers on top, 7-4 in the top of the eighth. And the pitch. And that's laced into right center field for a hit. Cerny around third, no throw home, and the Hoosiers take a commanding 8-4 lead in the top of the eighth. The pitch from Mott, and that is smacked into right field for a hit. All runners move up 90 feet, and the Hoosiers looking to put this game to bed on a Friday night. It's 9-4 Indiana and the 0-1. And that's poked out to right center field, a long run for Lambros, and he crashes into the right fielder Orr. The ball falls at the warning track, a miscommunication. Two runners are going to score, and that clears the bases for Josh Pine. 11-4, the Hoosiers take a touchdown lead in College Park. That pitch is looped out to left center field. Lambros going back. He looks up, and that one is about 30% up the wall. That allows two runners to score. It's a two-run double for Nick Mitchell, and that caps off an outstanding night at the plate for the Indiana Hoosiers. And the pitch. Hit into center field, down for a hit. The hit parade continues for Indiana. It's a two-run single for Pine. He now has four RBIs in the past two innings. It's 15-4 Indiana. And the 1-2 pitch. That is cracked out to right center field. Mitchell is under it in front of the warning track. Comes in and makes the catch. The ball game is over. We'll be right back for the final totals after this. It's 15-4. The Hoosiers take this one on a Friday night in College Park.